Hi, I'm Paul Gascoigne Gazza, and you listen to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 63 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, proudly sponsored by our friends at GPM Group, the specialist fire door manufacturers. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
Cookie.
Hello.
And Gazza. No, I'm joking, but anyway. what a surreal 48 hours, by the way. The intro by Paul Gascoigne, I don't think we're ever going to... I don't know who we'd get that would top an in- anyway. But for those of you who don't know, we've had Paul Gascoigne here, Matt.
We have, and obviously a lot of you will know from previous podcasts and have seen on the social media. Maybe some of you are actually here. We had an evening with Paul Gascoigne last night, and Smudge made a sort of off-the-cuff remark last night, saying, oh, you know, if you fancy coming and watching us in training someday, you know, you're always welcome.
10 a.m. this morning.
He rocks up. And we're like, oh my gosh, wow. Wow. And, got him as the podcast intro, which was, nerve-wracking, really.
It's just all quite surreal, really.
He was having lunch here. He was watching training. Oh, my goodness me. It was unbelievable.
So for those of you who don't know, obviously, I think we've been plugging it for ages, but we've had two sold out nights of Paul Gascoigne, the first last night, and the other one is happening tonight, Friday, if you're listening, which has been absolutely fantastic. And that's part of our series of events we've been running since, probably September, October now?
Yeah.
Merson, Sheringham, Stuart Pearce, Razor Ruddock. I think up next is Ray Parler on the... Oh, I've forgotten the date. But I think that's already sold out. I think they're thinking of doing a second night for that one. And then after that, I know we've got Chris Waddle as well. So all the details for that are over on the new events website, bromleyfcevents.co.uk. I suppose we probably better run through actually what's coming up on this week's show. Now we've got over being starstruck, etc. Matt Cookie, do you want to take it away?
We're going to catch up with the action from our last match against Halifax.
Matt, you managed to catch up with Jordan Higgs.
I did, as well as Neil Smith post-match.
We've got the Academy Team of the Week.
We're going to catch up with Mark Cousins after he returned in a friendly match.
We're going to discuss the events and what's going on at Bromley Football Club.
We're going to hear from a Solihull supporter and preview that match.
And we're going to discuss how you can get tickets for tomorrow's fixture.
And that's it.
Marvellous. I suppose we've got to start with Halifax. Away last Saturday, Matt. Football.
Yeah, and when you crack out that cliche, a game of two halves, it really, really was, wasn't it? Well, it was. First half, obviously, a nightmare sort of 10-15 minute period in the first half cost us, really. Jack Holland getting sent off for denying a goal scoring opportunity. The red card, straight red card, and the free kick afterwards.
Really strange. I haven't properly watched it back, honestly. At the time, I felt like it was one of those ones where it was actually in the box.
Yeah, so did I.
And I thought that straight away in the head, I'm going, is that sending off now, or has it worked double jeopardy, or that new rule and stuff? And in my head, I thought, oh, you know what, the ref's taking an easy option there, saying it's outside the box, giving a free kick, and then straight red card.
Yeah.
Whereas in the box, he's got a decision to make whether that's, you know, is that now a yellow card, is it a red card? That's how I felt like in real time anyway. But either way, for sure. And it was one of those ones where the free kick, it was going in.
And didn't matter how,
you just knew. Just one of those, you know, how it is at the moment and everything against us, all of that sort of thing. And it was just, and then when it hits a wall and it just spins and stops in slow motion, doesn't it? Hoddart had already died for the original free kick before it hit the wall. And it just went in slow-mo.
It did, yeah. And that was 1-0 down and a man down as well. And then about, 10 minutes later, they made it 2-0. Again, a very avoidable goal, which is really frustrating. But we did get one back, and you actually called it, didn't you, before half-time. It was our first real attempt on target. Joe Kizzy headed it home to reduce the deficit. And second half, we were like a different side. With 10 men, we ran the game. We just couldn't score.
And it really was one of those ones where you just thought and prayed it was just going to be a matter of time before we got that second. And unfortunately, just wasn't to be. We were on commentary duty. We had the delights of that afternoon. We're going to take a quick recap now of the action.
Clearance. Flicked on by Rodney, who beats Chambers to the ball. And Jamie Allen's got the better of Winfield here. Allen's in the box. It's Jamie Allen. Oh, and it's a save. Oh, and it's wide. Brilliant save.
He's not getting a foot in that.
No. And the ball's with Rodney. It's a shot. It's another good save from Huddock. And he's managed to hold on to that one, but that's three chances now for Halifax in these early stages. Reese out to
fantastic
Coulson.
Ball.
That's a great ball. Coulson goes for a
shot. That's a shot!
Oh, it's dipped just wide.
What a fantastic effort.
That's a great effort from Coulson. Coulson with a cross, a low cross into the box, is deflected away. Raymond can't win it. Rodney is there ahead of him. And Rodney lumps it forward. Looking for Jamie Allen, who's through on goal here. Jamie Allen, he's taken down there. And he's going to be a card here.
It's a red card.
And he's sent him off, Jack Holland sent off. And Bromley are down to 10 men.
Oh.
It is going to be Rodney. And it's deflected. You just knew that was going to go in. It's deflected into the far post. One of the strikers, and it's into the net. One
there. To the right-hand side of us, so it's very difficult to be able to work out how many are here. I'm sure we'll have an official figure midway through the second half.
And Chambers has been beaten there by Rodney. It's 2-0, and again, an avoidable goal. Me. Chambers there, misjudging the bounce of the ball, and Rodney scores, and probably a 2-0 down, and a man down.
Still, mate, if we nick one here before half time.
Yeah, we just don't know. Not that we deserve it, but here we go.
Frankie Raymond left footed.
Delivery.
The box. Is he back post? Go on.
Yes!
Here we go, Matt. What did I say?
And you called it, Jeff. And the ref, the goalkeeper's not letting go.
It's
of the
in
ball,
the back
here.
Of the net. The keeper's not letting go of it. I don't know why. We've got minutes off time. It's a
Halifax
down 2, Bromley 1. Fantastic ball in the box by Raymond. And it's Kizzy in the back post. And who knows, Matt? It's eventually cleared, and they clear it up over the halfway line. Bush is surely going to deal with that as he sends it. He was going to send it back up, and instead he sent it.
What a fantastic! That's getting applause from the home
it's
fans.
It's actually been applauded by the home fans. Looks to set Kizzy free nice and early over the halfway line now. Kizzy's going to look to play a diagonal ball in for finds a way to Reese. Reese sends back to Raymond. Raymond's going to come forward. Raymond sets out wide to Coulson. Coulson's going to swing it in right footed. Great ball in the box. Reese pick it on.
Oh,
the keeper saves it. I'll tell you what, it was just what you needed in terms of the ball. Coulson to take it, right footed. Come on! Coulson swings it in, right footed. Well, that's on 6 yard ball. Struss needs a flick on! Oh, it's just over the bar, it's another corner! Oh, probably won the flick on. It's a Halifax man who put a leg out and it dropped just over the bar. It's going to be another corner to Brom. Everyone's in the area now, including the both goalkeepers. Swung in. Higgs wins a header all the way through. Oh, it's through to the Halifax goalkeeper. And it's eventually taken down the line. Winfield wins a header, sends it upfield, up to the halfway line. And Halifax still retain possession. Send back in the box. Winfield wins a first header. And that's it. That's it. It's Halifax. Before we move on, Matt, I'm sure those listening can hear the gentleman behind us at full time, absolutely leaning over between us and absolutely screaming down the microphone. It's a really strange one because the press box directly in the fans, like it's not at the back. You've got three rows of fans behind you, all the fans in front of you, left and right of you, and you thought it was going to be a bit of an intimidating atmosphere, but actually during the game it wasn't. It was pleasant enough, but then all of a sudden at the end of the game. The guy behind us starts giving it, and then literally as people coming down the stairs, they were just literally just swearing, hurling abuse at us. Long trip back down south for you, and you're like,
yeah.
Properly, all the F-bombs are being thrown in there, and it was quite funny. We went off air pretty quick, to be fair, because some of the profanities I think that were coming out. But back to the game, Matt. I thought we'd nick something.
Yeah, I think we deserved to in the second half. Halifax were extremely average, really, in the second half in particular, and I don't think they had a shot, which just says it all, really. My only criticism of us, I think we could have tested the keeper a little bit more, but that said, we did have our chances, and it's just really frustrating we weren't able to get that equaliser that we deserved and that second half performance warranted. But we can't be letting ourselves go, you know, 2-0 down to two sloppy, silly goals again. We can't keep giving ourselves mountains to climb and expecting to get something from games. It will happen occasionally. It won't happen every week. We've got to get out of that habit.
No, and I think that's echoes Neil's thoughts. And Matt, you managed to catch up with him after the game, and here's what he had to say.
Neil, another game of two halves and a valiant effort in the second half, but just not enough in the end.
No, and you know, we shouldn't have to go a goal down to liven us up, then go two, lose a player, get one at half time or just before half time to then come out with 10 men. I'd expect that from the start of the game. I can never question the players' attitude and desire, but we should be starting games how we started the second half, and that was so disappointing in the first half, obviously, because there were two soft goals again. And then the boys put on a shift. But I'm going to need that from the start of the season, start of the game, like we did at the start of the season, and just earn our way into the games. I think we're gifting too many goals.
And it was a nightmare. 2 minutes, if you like, on the half-hour mark, obviously, with the sending off and then the goal, and then 10 minutes later, another goal. But we showed character to come back into it just before the interval.
Yeah, I never questioned the players' character. You know, they want to do it for each other. They want to do it for the club. They want to do it for themselves. But like I said, you know, we worked on how they play. We knew they looked for one over the top, don't get caught square, and we did exactly what we'd been training not to do. And then obviously you lose Jack. They score from that free kick. If it's a penalty, he would have got a yellow card, and we've still got 11 players. So, you know, we get the double whammy. But the boys, you know, they got the goal, and there was a belief, and I need that belief from the start of the game. They do believe in themselves, but they got to start showing it.
And presumably you'll be looking for that belief in the second half and that emphasis on the game to carry on into next week's match with Solihull.
Absolutely. And, you know, I need the crowd to get behind them. We're having a difficult spell, and the support has been brilliant. Even the supporters that come up today were amazing, to clap the boys off after a very timid first half an hour to a game. Just shows their loyalty and their support to the players, and I think it's about time that we give the supporters something back, starting on Saturday at home, and get back to winning ways. And you only get that by working hard.
Big thanks to Neil as always there. Like I say, Matt, plenty of positives that second half, and one of them being Jordan Higgs. Absolutely great to see him back out there.
Yeah, great to see him get 90 minutes, and really I think we said it on the commentary, Jeff, that he didn't look rusty at all. I know obviously he's had a few weeks to bed back into training, and he's had a couple of substitute appearances, but he hasn't played a full 90. I don't think he's played a full 90 this season. I know he started against Aldershot in the FA Cup, but I don't think he got a full 90 minutes. For that to be his first 90 minutes for him to play as well as he did is a testament to the work that he's putting into his recovery. And it was great to catch up with him earlier. You can hear his frustration and his emotion, and just how you can see just how pleased he is to be back out there. And I think we're really pleased as well. We're both big fans of him, aren't we, Jeff?
100%.
Pleased to see him back out there.
Absolutely massive. And like I say, Matt, you managed to catch up with him earlier, and here's what he had to say.
Jordan Higgs, it's great to see you back out on the pitch. It has been a bit of a frustrating few months for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a disaster in a way for me. Obviously, pre-season I felt was good. And then after a few weeks, picked up a bad knee injury, which then kept having setbacks with. I think I was out for about 4 months in the end. It was frustrating, but it was obviously great to see the team doing so well. But obviously we've hit a tough point now, and you know, hopefully I can come back and hopefully get us back on a good run again. Yeah,
and it does add to an already very experienced midfield, and there's now a lot more competition for places now that you're back as well.
Yeah, I mean you look at the boys in there, you know, they're top players. I think we're probably one of the best midfields in the league, so obviously we're all fighting for our place. You know we can't have a weekend off or we won't be in the team next week, so yeah, just got to keep working hard and it'll come.
You've had a few substitute appearances, notably the one against Dover where you actually came on and played right back. How was that? that?
Yeah, it was a bit thrown in at the deep end, but you know, I can play anywhere. I'm not too bothered. I think Gaffer could put me anywhere. I'll do a job. I'm not too worried about that. So yeah.
And you got a full 90 last week, and you looked like you hadn't been out at all.
Yeah, it was nice to be back out there, to be honest. Obviously, the result weren't great, but you know, we can take positives from that game. And me myself, I can build on that, take confidence from it, and hopefully we take that into tomorrow's game.
And you're feeling good now, back to your best?
Yeah, I'm back now. Yeah, just want to play well and help the team get back to where we were and hopefully finish the season strong.
And it seems like every game, every week is a tough game. That's no exception tomorrow at Solihull, another side that are in and around us in the league. How important is this game?
Yeah, it's massive. I think, you know, they're on a similar run to us at the moment, so it's going to be a big game. But, you know, we're confident. As long as we've lost how many in a row now, but we're still confident. We know what we're about. And, yeah, hopefully we can bounce back tomorrow.
And is it a case of, do you think once we get that win, we go on another run?
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, we're still confident. You know, we've not lost that. We just need that win now. And, you know, we're happy it will come tomorrow.
Jordan, best of luck.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Another feature we like to bring you on Ravens Weekly is the Academy Team of the Week, of course. You're probably getting a bit bored of our voices now, so I'm going to pass you over to somebody else to read it out, and it's his second week on the podcast. Welcome back, Ronan. It's the Academy Team of the Week, sponsored by Go Travel. Take it away.
So they're going for a 3-4-1-2 formation this week. So we've got Ben in goal. In defence, we've got Timmy, Malcolm, Danny. On the left wing, we've got Oliver, two centre mids, Tom and Paul, and on the right wing, Alan. In the number 10 role, it's AJ, and up front, we've got Paris and Jakeem.
And the player of the week and coach of the week?
Player of the week this week is AJ Martin, and coach of the week is Jamel.
Thank you, Ronan. Congratulations to all of those involved, and big thank you to everyone at the Academy for providing that to us, as always.
Matt, the team had what was supposed to be a behind-closed-doors game with Dartford the other day, up until the point that Dartford decided they were going to announce it on Twitter and sell tickets to get in. But
the day before the game.
a worthwhile exercise for the players, by the sounds of it. And one of those players to feature was Mark Cousins.
Yeah, it's great to see him back between the sticks. And yourself and I weren't there, Jeff, but just the feedback coming from the game of how well he played and how many good saves he made is really, really encouraging. How sharp he looked, he was vocal. And not only him, but a few others as well that need minutes and need game time. It was a great exercise for them, and the eventual result was 1-0 in the end.
Not really matters, but like you say, great to see Mark back out there. Did you get a full 90?
No, I think he got about 70 minutes.
Fantastic. Sorry, Matt, you had the pleasure of catching up with him during the week, and here's what he had to say.
Mark Cousins, it's great to have you back on the podcast. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really good to be back. Really good. It's been about 3 weeks now that I've been back in full training, and yeah, looking forward to being back involved in and around the first team now.
And there was a minor setback for you, wasn't there, a few weeks ago, just when you thought you were getting back to it. There was a minor setback for you, but you've recovered fully from that now.
Yeah, I took a whack in training, and it just took a couple of, like, just over a week to settle down, really, and that was a bit disappointing. But in the grand scheme of things, I was still back by the time the surgeon said I'd be back by, and it's all settled down and yeah, good to go.
And we played a friendly with Dartford on Tuesday, and you actually started that match and put in a really good performance. How did it feel to be back out there?
Yeah, it was good to be back out there, especially having like Jack in front of myself and Chambo and a lot of other first team players as well. It was good, and I think didn't have the best of first half, but I thought we grew into the game, and second half we were very good.
And now we're in to go as the final few games come into the fore, and it's a really important time for us, isn't it?
Yeah, huge 3 months ahead of us now. I think there's 13 games to go, and as you look at the league tables, a lot of teams all vying for the playoffs now, and I think we're obviously right in the mix, and we've got to get back on the winning trail and cement a place in there.
Is it something you relish? Obviously a very experienced player at this level and been in and around in the playoffs with other clubs as well.
Yes, it's the pressure point of the season really, and everyone's got to like stand up and be counted, and we need some big performances from everyone if we're going to make the playoffs. And yes, it's going to be very tough, but I think it's very doable at the same time.
Heads up, there's a ball flying towards us. And also, just in terms of your training, obviously, we've got a very talented goalkeeper department here. How's it been training with Ryan and Tarek and getting to know them over the past few months?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. I sort of really didn't know much about Ryan. Like, obviously, being injured and not training with the goalkeepers, didn't really form much of a relationship. But obviously, training with Ryan now, and I've known Tarek from Dagenham. They're both two very good goalkeepers and good to train with.
Well, Mark, it's great to have you back, and we hope to see you back in the sticks soon. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Great to hear from Mark there. Matt, absolutely fantastic to see him on the bench for the Halifax game. Great to see him back in contention. Right, so up next is Solihull Moors at home on Saturday. Two massively out of form teams taking place. Out of form as in bottom of the form guide, both of us?
We are unfortunately bottom, and Solihull are not much higher. Solihull,
so this is going to be an absolute free-for-all goal-scoring game.
I am touching wood when I say this, I promise, and you can see me, you're my witness. Solihull haven't scored in their last six matches.
Oh, my God.
So it's surely going to be an interesting game tomorrow. Not only have they not scored in their last six, but they've also parted company, I think was the phrase used, wasn't it, by mutual consent with manager Tim Flowers a couple of weeks ago. So they are currently managerless. Not only that, but they got rid of Paul McCallum, who fans weren't happy
went
when
Barnet,
he went.
Hasn't he?
He's gone to Barnet on loan, yes. He scored about 10 goals. He did, yeah. I think he scored about 10 goals this season for Solihull before he left and hadn't actually played that much. So I think Solihull are a bit confused. Solihull fans, sorry, a bit confused as to how they've let him go when they're not scoring goals at the minute. But there we go.
When we went up there earlier on in the season, touch base on that, remind me.
We lost 2-1 and it was a performance.
Wasn't one of those.
No, we don't have much luck up there, do we?
Is it Coulson with our goal?
No, Alfie Doughty in injury time. And it was a case of just not being able to finish our chances. I think early on they were all over us for a bit and then we just took control of the game and really had so many good chances. I remember Michael Cheek having a great chance, cleared off the line. And it was one of those frustrating afternoons. And we don't have much luck in Solihull normally. Beats last year's 5-0. Which you were not lucky enough to not be at, and I was there on my own. So we're hoping for a bit of change in fortune. They are a bit of a bogey side for us. They are a bit of a bogey side for us. I think we've beaten them once since they got promoted to the National League, and that was George Porter with a late goal a couple of years ago at home. So yeah. I remember that game. They are a good side. They're ninth in the table. It's very, very tight and congested in this area of the table. They're 3 points below us, but with a game in hand. So when Jordan says this is a must win, he's absolutely right. It is a must win because even then they've got that game in hand to catch us up.
Are we allowed to chuck out the cliche of games cup final now?
Yeah, 13 cup finals time, left. It's been bandied about, hasn't it?
Is that in the window of what's acceptable to say? For
I think
games?
It is. Yeah, I think it is.
13 cup finals to go.
I think it is. So, like I was saying, they're ninth in the table.
I saw Solihull. An interview with someone a manager who said that at the start of the season. I think where he said something on lines of 40 odd.
They're on 47 points as opposed to our 50, but as I said a moment ago, having played a game less, goal difference of plus 10 compared to our plus 9. They've scored less goals than us, 14 goals less, but they've also conceded 13 goals less as well. So it'll be an interesting
afternoon. Absolutely, really looking forward to it. I think, like you say, Matt, must win game in front of our home fans, over 2,000, no doubt about it. Really can't wait to get going. But Matt, we've got some more, haven't we, on them? Who better to hear
yes,
from?
Yes, that's right. It's always great to engage with other clubs, opposition clubs, who are willing to help us out with the podcast. And Solihull have been really helpful. So big thank you to the media team at Solihull who managed to get Barry Molyneux, who's a Solihull fan. And here's what he had to say about his side this season.
Hi, my name is Barry Molyneux. I'm a Solihull Moors fan and I'm looking forward to making my visit to Hayes Lane. So this season has been a bit of a strange one for Solihull Moors. After last season's second place finish and some good summer signings, expectation levels were sky high. We started off the new season as the way we'd finished the previous one. Then we hit a bit of a blip following a loss at Woking. But then some inconsistent results came along, but then we hit a good patch of form in the autumn. Then the FA Cup came along and we had a live televised game against Rotherham of the League One at home. We were 3-0 up. Deep into the second half. then it all went wrong and we ended up losing 4-3. I think that game had a huge emotional effect on the team, and we haven't really played with any real consistency since that time. At the end of January, Tim Flowers realised that a change was needed, and he left the club with the good wishes of Moors fans. So we find ourselves on the edge of the playoff places at present. We have a good squad of players, and with some renewed confidence, we can kick on and hopefully make a playoff place. And anything can happen in the playoffs, as we found to our cost last year. So on balance, from the team that we were just a couple of seasons ago, if we made a playoff place this year, that would represent a great progress for a small team such as Solihull Moors.
A big thank you to Barry for providing us with that. I hope all the Solihull Moors fans have a safe journey down tomorrow. And Saturday's action-packed with everything that's going on. Do you want to kick us off with who we're welcoming as our mascots?
Yeah, we've got ex-Blues under-12s tomorrow, and we're going to have Bromley under-13s, a mixture of the Bromley under-13 teams as the guard of honour. So welcome to all of them. Really look forward to them hopefully having a good day and bringing us a bit of luck.
Oh, fantastic. And make sure you've got your loose change at hand, Matt, as you come for the turnstiles, because...
St Christopher's Hospice. Lewis, who's one of our coaches, I'll give you a bit of background, sadly lost his grandmother sort of fairly recently, and he's a great guy, Lewis, and he's doing a collection for St Christopher's Hospice, who are such a valuable cause, and I know helped him and his family a lot during that process. So him and a few family members will be stationed inside the turnstiles as you come in. So it is a really, really valuable cause. So if you've got anything that you can give, you know it's going to be going somewhere that is really, really worthwhile. So big shout out to Lewis and family for doing the collection. And we look forward to welcoming them tomorrow, and hopefully they can make some money for a really good cause.
Absolutely brilliant. And the action obviously starts a lot earlier on Saturday. We've got the Saturday morning soccer school, as always, from 9 a.m. in the morning. And that's followed by the dedicated girls soccer school at 11 a.m. The Ravens bars open from midday as usual. Don't forget you can get a free pint before 1 o'clock. And the live game, Matt, it's Everton, isn't it? Everton versus Palace. Yeah. So Everton versus Palace is on the big screens from 12:30. And then obviously there's also the Six Nations going on.
Yeah.
So we've got a new system now, so we can show the rugby and the football at the same time.
Oh.
So where there's clashes, it's going to be brilliant. So tomorrow's Ireland take on Wales at 2:15, obviously followed by the main event, Bromley versus Solihull Moors at 3 o'clock. But don't forget to stick around afterwards when we've got the Six Nations England in action up at Scotland. And also I think there's a Premier League game, Brighton host Watford at 5:30. As ever, all the ticket details are over on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk. As ever, the reduced entry is on offer right up until, is it midday, 1 o'clock on the day?
1 o'clock, yes.
Still available online on your mobile phone, etc. You don't need to print the tickets, you can simply show your phone at the turnstiles and we'll be able to scan you in. Also, additionally, there's going to be an extra food outlet / bar outlet operational on Saturday. I say this as I'm watching the roof still be put up on it. So exit 5, which is a location just to the right hand side of the new stand. There's an additional toilet block in there and also a food and drinks outlet. So make sure you pop over there, say hello to Helen in the outlet. Hopefully that help. Just start to help, obviously, alleviate some of the pressure, etc., on the bars. And we know we need more bars, we know, and we are getting there. But that's going to be a nice new addition, hopefully, on match days. So please make sure you head over there and have a look at that. It's a busy weekend in general, really, at the football club. Obviously, on Sunday, again, we're open all day. The Ravens bar's open from midday. Again, we've got, I think it's Millwall West Brom on the screens, and Crystal Palace ladies are in action on the stadium pitch. They're hosting London Bees. We've also got the Six Nations action as Italy take on France, and it's City versus West Ham at 4:30. As ever, Bromley season ticket holders, don't forget your season ticket gives you a 10% discount on all the drinks and snacks in the bar all week, which is a nice little thing we managed to get in place now. I know it's been promised at the start of the season, so apologies for delaying getting that in place. I think that's it, Matt.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm still sort
action
of starstruck,
packed.
Really, that Gaz has been in and he's back here tonight for another evening with...
He can't keep away, can he?
He'll be in the dugout on Saturday at this rate. A big thank you to everybody who's tuned in, listened and downloaded this episode. As always, if you do get a chance, I think somewhere on an app and stuff, you can give us a little 5-star rating and make a comment. It'll
I think
great
we're worth every
see.
One of those stars, to be honest.
A big thank you to Cookie, wherever he's gone.
That's the question, wherever he's gone.
Matt, big pleasure as always.
Always, yeah. Thank you.
We'll see you all tomorrow. And yeah, thank you. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me. And that's the town where I come from.